What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What it is, people? It's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. I'm here with the unpredictable. I'm here with Sonny Chiba, one half of. See, this is an inside joke with us. Y'all never gonna know about the inside joke about this guy is off the wall and shit. But I'm here with Sonny Chiba, one half of the legendary group Camp Lo. Chiba, what's going on?
Everything is smooth. You know,
we good today.
Yeah.
We good smooth. Today.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I ain't going into no other characters.
But,
you know what I mean?
Are you a legend?
I mean, I am. I'm not done yet. So
do you feel like legends are done?
Pretty much. If I gauge it like a Marvin Gaye and stuff like that, you know. But the last. Not the last legend, but the legend that's still breathing to me is Stevie Wonder.
Got you.
Yeah.
Your style, Camp Lo, the way y'all used to dress, and the way y'all came out, what inspired that?
Parents, movies, music, all that. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Did y'all get a lot of flack at first, though? Niggas like, yo, what the fuck?
Oh,
nigga,
yeah.
Nigga got a scarf on and shit like
that. Cats thought the cat wrist was broke. I had the scarf around the neck.
Yeah.
My wrist supposed to be broke.
Yeah.
But nah. You know what I mean? But yeah, did catch a lot of flack for that. But I ain't want to be like a, copycat crime.
Yeah,
we can't do that.
You felt more like that was your style, though, right?
Yeah.
Your voice is unique.
I appreciate that.
Did you know that you had a unique voice?
Not off rip. You know, because I was never thinking about making music at the time.
Okay.
So, you know, I tried it out. I said I'd try anything one time. It was crazy at the time, but Cass was like, yo, his voice is ill. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'm messing with it.
Yeah. Do you know how fucking dope you are?
I don't really masturbate in public.
So
for me, you know, that's a crazy question for me.
Yeah, because I mean, like, Luchini, like, yo, you was on that shit. Like, what's the other shit, the Black Connection?
Yeah.
Do you listen to that shit to this day?
I mean, got to perform it. You know what I'm saying?
So, what's y'all set list?
Set list. Oh, man. When we was just overseas this year, it was like we had to do an hour.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's so many songs. Black Connection, Black Jesus. See, I don't want everything to come out like it just... Everything is Wakanda.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Black black suede, right? Like,
But you know, Coolie High.
Okay.
You know, and we do got a lot of black songs.
Yeah.
But you know, that's what the public love, and the crowds is multicultural. So, you know,
when you was Because y'all from the Bronx, and I never knew that. I always took y'all to be Harlem for some reason. I think it was because the style of the Superfly, Blaxploitation, I just thought Harlem. So when I found out y'all was from the Bronx, of course DJ Big Inf was on some Harlem shit. I mean, on Bronx shit, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, oh, nah, because he always called you Sal and shit. Like, yo, Sal grew up with Sal. And then, so I'm like, well, where the fuck is the interview at and shit? So he's like, nah, he's from the Bronx. We went to school together and all that shit.
Well, for the folks that say Sal, you know, actual name is Salahuddin.
Okay.
So it goes a little deeper.
Got you. So with being from the Bronx, I wouldn't take y'all, like when I think of the Bronx, I think of the fucking slums. I think of the worst conditions, the 70s, burning buildings and graffiti and all that shit.
the burnt down buildings. we doing flips on the on
pissy
the
mattresses.
So
how come that wasn't into your music? As far as like the content, the lyrics was there, but the way y'all carried yourself, that wasn't your image. If that's the word I should.
I mean, well, at that time I was thinking like, you know, Chiba needs to get people high. I'm not about to be thinking about no what used to be in the bad terms that everybody deal with.
Got you.
Yeah. So,
y'all started out when y'all started, Ski Beats.
Yeah.
Was doing a production, and y'all had a, which y'all was in D&D?
Yeah.
What was that vibe like?
The D&D vibe was fly. You know what I'm saying? It was one thing that cats don't know. We asked your man, Pun to be on the first album.
He denied y'all?
Not him.
Mm. Yeah, because the love you express for Pun is always, you know.
Yeah, and I spoke to his son also. And Chris I was
Rivers.
Like, yeah, and I was like, yo, the song you did with your man Kane was mean.
Mm.
That flow.
So what song was Pun supposed to be on?
We was going to go from scratch.
Got you.
Yeah. Create, but he said he had Doug when he came into the studio, because he did come through. It wasn't no over the phone type situation.
Got you.
And he Sparkle was his joint.
Mm. How come so if y'all work with Ski, Jay-Z was with Ski, how come y'all never did songs with Jay-Z?
Well, I mean, he did Feeling It, and that was a lower song before time. You know what I mean?
So that was y'all record?
Yeah. And, yeah.
So it's a Camp Low Feeling It version out there somewhere?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look it up on YouTube.
Oh, shit. Go look that shit up on YouTube. And I want y'all to type, Doggy Diamonds No Filter brought me here when you do that. Because that's what they do. They say, I came here from that interview. Wow. That shit is dope. So Ski gave him the record.
Right. We gave okay. that one up. He wanted Luchini, though.
Oh, shit. Nah, you can't
for
get
seven
Luchini.
Grand.
Oh, he's going to pay. He's going to buy it.
Yeah, he was going to buy it. But wasn't nobody
going
for that.
Ain't no sale.
Yeah, nobody was buying that. So
early on in his career, did you feel like he sounded like you?
See, this is one of the situations that go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I try to leave that situation alone.
Keep it real, my nigga. Like, cause
I mean, on certain songs, yeah, you know, like cats got a little bit of cadences that's a little familiar, and you know, like in Rockefeller when we used to go up to the office and all that. Should I tell the folks this?
Yeah, the folks want to know. This is all no right, filter.
Well, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no filter.
Yeah.
Yeah, your man used to well, my manager used to come into the her office and mimic me.
Mm. Jay-Z used to mimic you?
Listen. She can verify that.
Okay, okay.
That's the only way I knew. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to go crazy right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
So years later, my nigga, when you hear Carolina Blue Kicks, hottest niggas on my block, used to wheelie bicycle since I was six. You ain't say that's me?
I didn't say nothing.
My nigga, that's you. My nigga, that's you.
Yo. But you know, we came from the same
cloth, yeah. The same family at one point.
Yeah.
But my nigga, that's you though. Cause I said that, you know, this is Maya the Best of Me remix. Because what I'm saying, your voice and your style is one of one. So when I hear it somewhere else, I'm like, nah, that's Sonny Chiba.
Mm.
Because your voice, you just sound like you. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear that cadence ain't, first of all, shit ain't easy. You know that. You know what I'm saying? And to hear somebody bust
manipulate
that shit.
Manipulate
like, that. Yeah, just bust that. I'm like, Carolina Blue Kicks, all the niggas on my block. You said Willie Bicycle since I was six. I'm like, yo, that's Sonny Chiba shit. It was a real shit. It was dope.
Yo, I ain't mad.
Yeah, it was dope, but I was like, yo, that's Sonny Chiba shit.
Yeah.
All right, we off that. All right, so
all right.
Two. How many albums y'all put out?
Sheesh. They only know Uptown Saturday Night.
Yeah, but I hear it's...
Is a few. Uptown, Ragtimes.
The Pete Rock joints.
Let's Do It Again. Yeah, the 80 Blocks from Tiffany's. It's a joint called Short Eyes. You know, it's a, you know, couple joints out there, Black Hollywood. So, you know.
How do you production? How do you pick the beats you run to? Because your shit is, it got a certain bounce to it that's like, I can't hear you rhyming on, and I'm pretty sure you can, but your shit got a bounce. And it's not the same beat, but it's a certain bounce that it seemed like you got to have for you to do you. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're totally correct.
Yeah.
Because if not, it'd be sounding like, how could I say, a cardboard box, and I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
When the so-called hot producers is out, you got, I'm not going to name them, but you got hot producers. How come you never go to the hot producers and get music?
Well, me being a fan of certain cats, you know, I don't bump into them. I like to bump into cats.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't going to be no Timbo. I just don't bump into a Timbo.
Got you.
Like, stuff like that.
So, overseas, what's the love like?
Oh, the love is love. The love is love. As long as you ain't performing in an art gallery.
Musically, also, when you went in there, did y'all go in with Pete Rock?
Yeah, on the second one.
On the second one. Because y'all did two.
Yeah, we did the first 80 blocks, and then we did the second 80 blocks, and we was there with him. And, it was smooth. Your man was cooking breakfast in the morning and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was keeping us there. It wasn't no moving. So, you know, that was smooth.
I'm going to deal with a rumor that I heard and tell me. It ain't crazy, though. Pharrell wanted to fuck with y'all on some music.
Yeah, we did the songs. We got some songs unreleased.
With the Neptunes? Or Pharrell?
Not Pharrell. Chad.
You got songs with Chad Hugo somewhere?
Yeah.
You got them? Or they got them?
I mean, we got them.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? We both have them. But he said he ain't want to release it yet. So, but that was a little while ago, like a couple years ago.
So you mean to tell me it was a possibility Camp Lowe was supposed to be on Star Trek?
Possibility.
But the music is done.
Yeah, the music done.
Wow. What was that conversation like, though? How did that happen? Because you say you don't bump into niggas and shit, so obviously you bumped into a nigga somewhere.
I mean, we was doing that in VA.
Okay.
So, you know, we was in VA. Cat that booked us brought us to your man, Sight and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just knocked them two songs out that night.
Mm.
And, that's how that went.
So you one of them here to beat dudes and write, or do you have shit that you penned already?
Nah. Or both? I got to hear the beat first. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm a same day guy. Pardon me. I'm a same day guy. So, you know, I don't like to live with the music too long. And when I do, I get bored with it.
Or it starts sounding whack to you after a while? Is it
yeah.
Because that's how I used to be about songs. Like, yo, man, this shit is corny. And everybody else would be like, nah, I love this shit. But you like, yo, nah, I just ain't.
I live with it too long.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, yo, like, let me hear something else, B.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. 2018, what you working on?
Well, I got the Kit Kat Kid you know, that's my alias. Okay. Not like the last
Not
time.
Not the other nigga, right?
Not the other dude.
We got to release that maybe like 20 years from now, something like that.
Give it
to your kids. Like,
they
like
did
that.
James Brown.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
But
I told people that interview that we did was up there. You ever heard this interview from Busy Bone? Where he was...
He's wild too.
Yeah, but that interview, I think that eclipsed Busy Bone. Mm. Y'all can't never see it though, but... We got one on the tuck. Yeah.
Well, as long as it's tucked.
Yeah, it's tucked. Yeah.
It ain't out there for the public right now. Yeah. But public love crazy.
Yeah, but 2018, what you working on?
Kit Kat Kid. EP and an album.
What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. I got a message to the fellas out there. 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35. The good news, with today's advancements in science, Keeps offers proven treatments that can combat the symptoms of hair loss and help you keep the hair you have at half the cost of your local pharmacy. You don't have to go broke to avoid going bald. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. Some of you may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. Prevention is key. Keeps treatments really work. They're up to 90% effective at reducing the stopping further of hair loss. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. So act fast. Many men even experience hair regrowth with Keeps treatments. Find out why Keeps have more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and nearly 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. And for a limited time, you could get your first month for free. That's one hell of a deal to keep your hair. Now remember, if you're ready to prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/DD101 to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/DD101. Remember, KEEPS.com/DD101. I'm going to say it again, KEEPS.com/DD101. Hey, don't let your hair run away. Chase that hair.
So I'm not going to drop it immediately. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm still working with the, should I go there? I'm being calm. I'm being calm, but like, Cass ain't familiar with the 20 million views, though.
Yeah, let them know, man.
I did it in Fordham Road, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. With an Australian group. And it got good feedback. Did a North Face commercial and all that type of thing. So, you know, that's the start of what's about to happen next.
So they sleeping on the kids, what you saying? Like, you ain't already bust their head?
Nah, I ain't bust their head yet.
No, you did already. Like,
I mean, that's cool. I ain't done.
Got you. So that's the mentality. Like, I did what I did, but what I'm about to do is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So you see how I sum that shit up? A Carolina Blue kicked that shit. You know what I'm saying? I just did that shit. Nah, because you know it's funny though. When I first heard y'all, what was the first single y'all put out?
Coolie High.
It was too calm for me.
Right. And it was Smoothie Doobie.
Yeah. It was like, relax your mind. I was like, all right, that shit is cool. I don't smoke, so I...
My dude called it martini music.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, but when that Luchini came out, I was like, oh, shit. Like, this is it, huh? Luchini for... I was like, yo, this is it.
It was more energy in that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was more energy in that. And it ain't take but 2 seconds for us to be knocking on his door as soon as he called Cat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Did Amaretta ever cut the check?
See, that's the problem. You gotta have good management.
Gotcha.
Because that should have been a landslide.
Yeah.
But you know, nah.
Because you had me drinking Amaretta. That shit's sweet as a motherfucker. I'm like, I'm following this nigga drinking this sweet shit.
Amaretta sours.
Got you. But I learned that later on, though. You had me sitting there drinking Amaretta on rocks and shit. I'm like, this shit's sweet. What's this Amaretta shitty kid? You said that shit mad times in the song.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck I'm drinking? But then I found out you put it with the sour and then...
It'll get a little... I wasn't really trying to hop into the Henny game until after that.
Yeah.
Word up.
What's your favorite record that you did?
What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. Okay, so we all know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, right? But here's something you might not know. You can also use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. Now that so many of us are stuck at home, it's only a matter of time before you run out of stuff to watch on Netflix. So for this whole week, I've been using ExpressVPN to binge watch Doctor Who UK on Netflix. It's simple to do. I just fire up ExpressVPN app, change my location to the UK, day, refresh Netflix, and that's it. See, ExpressVPN hides your IP address and lets you control where you want sites to think you're located. You can choose from almost 100 different countries. So just think about all the Netflix libraries you can go through. Love anime? Use ExpressVPN to access Japanese Netflix and be spirited away. But it's not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works on any streaming service. Hulu, BBC iPlayer, YouTube, you name it. There are hundreds of VPNs out there. But the reason I use ExpressVPN to watch shows is ridiculously fast. There's never any buffering or lag, and you can stream in HD no problem. ExpressVPN is also compatible with all your devices, phone, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So you can watch it where you want, on your personal device or on the big screen. If you use my special link right now, expressvpn.com/DD101, you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Support the show, watch what you want, and protect yourself with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/DD101. Again, ExpressVPN.com/DD101. Yo, binge on.
Sheesh. That's a good question. I would have to see the Mr. Midnight mix of Sparkle.
Where could they find that at? YouTube?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Because I want to know, for the fans that's looking that might know you, where is all your music at right now? Is it on all streaming platforms?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So you could check out most of the stuff on the streams and go on YouTube, but that's a little bit, yeah. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you could go check it out on most platforms and, you know, I'm a humble dude when it comes to it.
Is this your first solo endeavor?
This is my first solo. So I'm not going to try to play with the public.
Got you.
You know what I mean? I mean, got about 20-something joints done already. I'm not satisfied with them all yet. You know what I mean? I mean, outsiders that they feeling it.
I bet you this shit is dope. Feeling it, no pun intended.
Had to bring that back.
Yeah, she was right there. Like, I'm gonna hit that grand slam every time. You know what I'm saying? Would you still work with Ski?
Yeah, I don't got no problem with Ski.
Okay.
Ski, he got his own about. He got a cartoon video.
Okay.
Oh, I also do have an animated video coming out.
Got you.
For the party people.
Got you.
With the Kit Kat kid in there. And I got a the Kit Kat, my character, got a fish in a cane swimming around. It's Goofy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So you remixed Goofy and made it a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because you know Goofy means some other
shit. I mean, well, we know what Goofy is.
Yeah.
I mean, funny Goofy.
Yeah. What's your social media?
I am Sonny Chiba
on
Instagram.
And that's all you fuck with?
Yeah, I mean, Sonny Chiba on Facebook.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really be posting too often. You know, I like to keep it like, once I get this on solid, then you're going to see a lot more posts.
Then you're going to come back out to the public and be like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Any collaborations on this project?
It's like a first things first. I got some cats on there, but, you know, I don't really want to say.
Got you. Surprise us with one though. Who will we be shocked by? Like,
it ain't really shocking. It's like I deal with a lot of R&B type situations. So, you know, like the cats I'm looking for, I want them to think the same thing I think.
I think you and Anthony Hamilton would make something crazy.
Oh, that'd be bananas.
Yeah. Or Raheem Devon. Crazy.
You know who I like, man? Sheesh. I can't think of his name right now. Anderson. .Paak.
Anderson .Paak, okay.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, Anderson .Paak.
Sonically.
Yeah, Anderson .Paak. He said sonically, that's a big word, because they don't know what the fuck you're talking about now. They just, because these niggas don't even be mastering their music. They just be putting that shit out.
Yo, fams, I ain't with the bouncing ball. Yeah.
Yo, I gotta follow him around with the camera one day. This dude's a movie. What's the biggest misconception about you that you would like to clear up?
Well, I'm not that crazy. I'm a calm, cool, like he over here laughing. Yeah. I mean, yo, all right, a quick synopsis. Monday. That ain't the synopsis though. All
right.
But Monday, I got a knot on my leg. My wrist feel a little sore. Cause the cops ran up on me and told me I was a gang member.
Wow.
And was trying to break into a car. See now?
Wow.
This is the crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Who breaking into a car?
Motherfucker, I don't even think crackheads breaking the cars anymore.
So, I ain't no tool. So, you know.
Yeah. Any more Camp Low records coming after that?
Yeah. I mean, got some in the stash. You know,
it seemed like y'all probably got like 500 unreleased songs and shit.
We got a lot of unreleased. We got some from the Track Masters, from Throwback.
Damn.
And, you know, like I was saying, the Chad situation and all that. And there's some other songs that hasn't been released.
Did you meet Pharrell?
Yeah.
But so was when you was in the studio, was it him and Chad or just Chad?
Just Chad.
Okay. That's still the Neptunes, though.
Yeah. I don't want to really get all crazy because he was there when I met Pharrell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, the Clips is from the Bronx.
Yeah, Eden Wall, right?
Yeah, Castle.
Oh, it's Castle. Oh, I thought it was Eden.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
World.
Yeah. So we here with Sonny Chiba. He's calm today, so I ain't gonna keep him too long. That shit might come out of him. I don't know, but we.
Nah.
That shit might come out today. Is it like a button that get pushed or some shit? This dude just turned into another nigga. Like, what the fuck just happened? He on his best behavior today. I just want to make sure they know about the social media. They know that the songs is coming. Do you have a name of the project?
Name of the project? Nah, I don't have that in total yet.
So it's going to be called the Kit Kat Kid? It's not Sonny Chiba?
Kit Kat Kid is just a extension.
Okay.
Is a band that I got
In
mind called the Five Civilized Tribes.
Mm.
That's that Native American down south.
So you situation. Putting the band together or is it already done?
Nah, I'm putting it together. Gotcha. I mean, I already got cats that's with it.
Got you.
You know, so.
How come you didn't do that many collaborations over your career, though?
I mean, I did some with Will Smith. But, you know, most folks don't know about it.
Word. You just taught me some shit.
Oh, word?
Yeah. You penned for Will Smith?
I didn't pen for him. I was on the hook and the outro and the intro on that album, Getting Jiggy With It.
So this is Trackmaster Days.
Yeah, huh? Big Willie Staff.
Yeah, this is Trackmaster Days.
Yeah.
Yeah, got you.
So.
Oh, okay. So you just did a chorus?
It's a chorus, intro, outro.
Dope. But I always thought, like, you know, your style, you would have fit, of course you said Anderson .Paak, but you probably would have sound ill with, like, Common. And you would have sound ill with a lot of niggas.
I mean, we did a joint with, sheesh. Y'all can look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, Camp Low featuring Camp Low.
No. We was featured on the joint with Rick Ross. It was a remix. And my cousin is
how the fuck nobody
Mac
knows
Wiles.
Mac Wiles is your cousin? Staten Island. Okay.
I shouldn't even say nothing.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. That's your little cousin?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So y'all got records together?
Yeah.
Oh, see, we learned something new today. This, him and Mac Wiles, his cousin. If for somebody that's coming into this business, what advice could you give them? I know that's cliche to ask, but shit has changed from when you came into now. What do you want to tell these motherfuckers that want to be rap? Because everybody want to rap. You remember at one point, niggas looked at you
sheesh,
crazy.
Sheesh, we got 70-year-olds ready to rap. So, you know, but I would say just keep your team knit. You know what I'm saying? Because If your management ain't right, and your other people who take other things correct, you're going to have a long story ahead of you. So I would say, to avoid that, stick with your crew. You know what I mean? As long as they loyal. That's all I say.
I got you. So for me, that's what I want you to do, right? I want you to go on tonight and do a freestyle, the Dead Presidents beat. I want to hear how that shit sound.
Why you want to challenge me like that?
Because I just want to hear. I got to hear
It'll
that.
It'll be fun, though.
Yeah, because I want to hear your tone, which is your tone on Dead Presidents already. I want to hear your tone now on it. Because I think that shit.
Lero.
Yeah, so I'm saying, yo, that's.
The Lero, man.
That shit is. Yo. Like you, but you know what's funny though? What I do like about what I do is that you are one of my favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying? So to meet somebody that you actually like,
I appreciate
you. Always like, and I liked y'all, but when I heard that Black Connection shit, cause y'all niggas bounced on that shit, man. Y'all styled on that shit so hard. I was like, yo, I never heard no shit like this before. You know what I'm saying? And it hasn't been another y'all. At all.
Since.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
That's what I appreciate.
Always leave you, it'll always leave room for you to come back and do it again. So that's really it, man. I just hope that everybody receive your new project. Because he looked like he ain't going to never put it out. He's going to be hard. He's going to have 70,000 records and be like, I ain't feeling it. No pun intended.
That's the Mutombo finger on that one. There's music coming out, for sure.
Music coming out. We not going to give him a time, though, right?
Huh?
We not going to give him a time frame, right?
Nah, because I was thinking like the first quarter. I ain't playing with the fourth. So, you know, first quarter, they would have... I already got the Jungle Part 3, and that's in a... It's in a museum next to the actual...
Dead ass?
Yeah.
See, because I don't even know when he's serious no more and shit. Like, his last interview fucked me all the way up. So he'll be like, yo, it's in a museum. And he be dead ass serious and be bullshitting at the same time. So
I'm serious this time.
Yeah,
I'm dead serious.
All right. Yeah.
Back to the Mutombo thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay. You know, so word up.
All right, so 20 blocks from Tiffany's.
80
blocks.
I mean, that's a gang. That's a gang move.
It's on YouTube.
Savage Skulls.
It's on YouTube.
I guess that's why they did me how they did me.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
But it's fine.
1 and 2 with the legendary Pete Rock. I think which I probably got like 10 albums out somewhere, right?
It's joints out there. We just dropped something recently that we ain't even. You know what I mean?
You ain't drop it.
No, it's out there. But you know,
yeah.
Certain albums you love.
Yeah. All right, so yo, man, this is Doggy Diamonds. This is motherfucker Sonny Chiba. When the music come out, let's do this again so we could go through the music and really, really give it to them. I wanted to let them know
how it's set up.
Yeah, exactly. But this motherfucker is incredible. You know what I'm saying? So go back and listen. Even Fab and Red Cafe had to jump on y'all shit. You heard that?
Yeah. I heard that.
Shit was dope.
I heard that version. And I dug it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if some of y'all favorite rappers is paying homage to them, then y'all should already know that they something special. You got to be feeling it. No pun intended. You know what I'm saying? So I'm Doggy Diamonds. I am Sonny Chiba.
I am Sonny Chiba on Instagram.
Yeah, and
Sonny Chiba on Facebook.
Sonny Chiba, that's you on Facebook?
Come check me out, yeah.
You don't post on Facebook?
I don't post on Facebook much.
What'd you say? Contact. You want to give a contact?
Throw the contact info.
Oh, that shit. Oh, he said home team 01 at AOL. So that's a old ass. They had that for a while. So this ain't no made up shit. Anything with AOL.com, they don't even got that shit no more, but they still got it. So home. Yeah. That's when you used to have to put the disc in your computer and get minutes and shit. That's what I'm saying. Nah. Yeah. So say it again. Home team.
Home team 01 at AOL.com.
You want to send any
any music, any beats, not your demos. Not your demos. Because your shit would get flooded with mixtapes by the niggas who install cable, and the milkman and the mailman be rapping and shit. I don't fuck all
and
that
the priest?
Yeah, the priest too. Now, the priest out here fucking touching little boys. Did you see that shit in Pennsylvania?
Yo, fam. That's wild out.
Yeah, word. That shit is real.
Yo. I don't condone none of that.
Yeah, like 1,000 fucking, they said like 1,000 kids.
1,000 kids.
Up to young as 18 months.
Oh, nah, nah.
Yeah, on that note, his stomach hurt. Yeah. On that note, yo, I'm Doggy Divers. We out of here, man. Sonny Chiba.
Peace.
All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.